You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Skano Swatwegel, Gyaso Gawankuse, Gayangehaga and Yagwai Shouta, Haudenosaunee. And what I said to you was greetings of peace to all of you. My real name, Mohawk Bear Clan name, is Gawankuse, and that means she's visiting. So I'd like to also acknowledge the Coast Salish people for allowing us and allowing me to be a visitor here, and coming from the east side of this place called Canada, and having the privilege of knowing people like Jessica and Angela, and many of those who are in the room to be a part of this community now. I just moved here 2 weeks ago, exactly 2 weeks ago, and with my partner, Pat, who is an iron worker, and he is putting up the BC place, the roof. So he's way up in the air every day. But what I wanted to acknowledge as well is the work of Jessica. You know, our we always talk about our ancestors, right, and acknowledging the words of our ancestors, and I know that they would be very proud of her, very proud of the work that she's doing, and representing our people well. And her words and the work that she does is about the truth, and that is what our ancestors have always done for us 7 generations ago, and that it is our responsibilities in this lifetime to speak the truth on behalf of the next 7 generations. And so I know that Jessica, who is also the same age as my daughter, but I also have 4 grandchildren whom my daughter has given me. And so I also know that those next generations are coming, and that everything that I've done has been about speaking the truth, about having a voice, because our voice was stolen from us for a little while, and it is now being reclaimed, like young women like Jessica, and also women who don't live in fear anymore, because that's part of what this has all been about, has been a bit about an abusive process with the colonizers, and it still exists to this day. And so part of that is being able to have a voice and being able to say what needs to be said, and living a way of life that we feel is comfortable to live in, and that our way of life is the way that the Creator has intended for us to be. And also the fact that, you know, our ancestors also talked about prophecy, and that we are living in that prophecy as we speak. And so it is up to this generation and our generation, the next generation, to make that change and to make that shift into a good place, and a good place where we feel safe. And that's part of what I feel here, is part of that that safety, which I also want to acknowledge Angela and Fran from the Better Women's Support Services for also providing that to the women in this community, in this place, because it is you know, a really a place in this society where violence is so prevalent, and where we have to learn how to survive, and we have learned how to survive, which is what has given us the skill to now help others, and so that's part of what we're doing now, and I also wanted to acknowledge my partner. I've been in a very, as a child, I was, you know, a survivor of violence. and also a survivor of very violent relationships. So I know what it's like to be in that kind of place, but also to acknowledge that truth, that real partnership that I've now found with Pat, and to acknowledge and give thanks to him for teaching me that, that it does exist. And so that's part of why I continue to do what I do, to continue to help the women in our communities as well as our men to understand about that balance and to understand that it does exist and that it can happen, and that also we need to shift our thinking and our speaking into positive, and that we need to start and stop, actually, stop saying that we are victims, to stop saying that we have been abused, but to turn it around and start saying, this is the life that I want to live in a positive way. So in order to change that, that's that shift that has to happen. Because if we continue to talk in a really negative way, it'll continue that way. So that's part of what we need to do, is to change our way of thinking into a really positive thinking and a positive acting, so that when we also, our words, the words that I say are not only just what I say, but also how I act. And that's what our ancestors, my teachers have taught me about how we're supposed to be in this lifetime, in this physical world. So, I'm going to let Pat speak. Part of the balance, again, within our culture, Haudenosaunee culture, is about that balance, and that the women were so well respected in my culture, and I know with every Indigenous culture, women are so well respected because of her role in bringing life into this physical world. That was her gift. That was her role. And that men respected that. Men respected that role and respected the role of our mothers and our grandmothers, and that they wouldn't even cross their path when they spoke because their words were so powerful and their teachings were so powerful, that no one crossed their path when they spoke, because they spoke the truth and because they were speaking to the next generations. So I want to also acknowledge him and the fact that he's going to speak about male feminists and invisible activists, that he's going to read the two poems that were written by Robert Horton. And because he, as an Indigenous First Nations male activist, he talks about what a male feminist meant to him. So I'll let Pat continue.
So there you go. I just got asked to help out, so I'm very nervous. But up there, I'm not nervous. So, and being saying that, I come through a long line of Mohawk women to myself, and my great grandma was a clan mother. I could start crying. But this is for them. And it's for Jessica too, so sorry about crying, but it's just like she says, it was like meant to be for something to happen. And in my path, the way I'm going right now is like, I come out the west and I'm meeting so many great people, and it's a blessing. And to me, it's like, we're going to help fight for our people, and what's happening to our women is very, very sad for me. Because I was raised pretty well by my grandma, And that meant so much to me to have that, to grow up that way, and then yet to see what's happening out there in that world that we live in right now. So it's like, I'm just going to try my best. It means equality rather than superiority by either side. In every content and living the value of respect infused with that precious equality. To me, it means being willing to open one's eyes and heart to the fact that in our age of purported civic integrity and opportunity, massive inequality exists between men and women. And that much work must be done so our collective walk matches our collective talk. To me, it means we all have a place in the sacred circle. Men, women, young and old. To me, it means understanding that our personal, intellectual, emotional, and spiritual selves are both masculine and feminine. Both leaders and nurturers, each rooted and grown skyward with strength and resilience, not accepting sharpened extremes, but rather a million shades of gray in between. To me, it means holding the utmost respect towards two spirited persons who stand strong among those millions degrees of distinction. To me, it means understanding that because respect that is endemic to our indigenous cultural abuse and superiority over women is incompatible with the claims of native pride. To me, it means acknowledging the history in which patriarchy and deplorable imposed institutional religion has affected respect, balance, and conduct towards women. To me, it means not only holding this awareness within, but spreading awareness and working to deconstruct and dismantle inequality in short time we are given in our lives. To me, it means understanding that traditionally, if women were acknowledged as center of our family and as our life givers, and if our nations still stand, then women are the center of our nations and the future of the same. To me, it means understanding, before we take to the streets as activists, step to the podium as orators. Imagine that we are progressive or agents of change, or challenge the power structures of inequality in our society. We must examine if our own conduct, ideologies, and actions truly stand for the same equality in our own households, in our communities, and in our workplaces with our sisters, our mothers, our daughters, our partners, elders, and life givers from any place, black background, or heritage in our own lives. To our leaders, to our brothers and sisters, may we walk our talk on every level, from our home to our cause. So as indigenous First Nations male activists, what does being a male feminist mean to me? This means in one word, pure and simple integrity.